This is CliffCentral.com.
That's us. Well, welcome to another Thursday. Wow. Cardi B, huh? Bodak Yellow. Well, welcome to it. It's the weekly mashup with myself, Tamisha Masha, and my fabulous, gorgeous co-host.
Oh, see? Damn.
Sideshow Bob.
Oh. just went downhill real quick.
Yeah, I know. I can't just give you like kudos, you know.
Why can't you do that?
No, I can't. It has to come with a little something.
No, but why? Why must you be that guy? Why can't you let me shine, see?
I'll let you shine. I gave you a little bit of shine. I gave you a little bit of shade. It's very important to have both.
No. Who said that?
Otherwise, you might think that I'm trying to pull a...
What?
I don't want to say names, because we've been having like 2 weeks in a row, and I promised we wouldn't talk about
anyone.
We wouldn't talk about Danny Jordan. We're not going to talk about Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't
help
it.
Are.
They've infiltrated my very spirit. I'm trying to be careful out here, yo.
So you, in other words, you don't want to compliment me.
I don't want to compliment you all the way. Like, you know,
because
I complimented
he's scared.
You.
You complimented me, then you dissed me.
I just gave you a little bit of shade so that you know that it's
like
not...
Like the palm tree shade.
Yeah. So it's not like, you know, you start thinking that maybe it's a compliment that is a come on. It was like, it's a brotherly... It's like a brother. Like how your brother would do it.
My brother would not say
you
that.
Look nice.
No.
Is that a pimple on your face? I know he would. He's sitting out there. He'd agree with me.
Who does that? Okay, whatever. So I'll take the little bit of compliment you gave me.
And anyway, you didn't bring me any water.
I didn't.
No, you brought yourself water
yourself. I did.
That is not the black thing to do. That's wrong.
That is the 21st century thing to do.
I'm taking your water. Oh. I'll tell you about it.
It's like the land. Are you going to give it back?
I'm taking the water. Go back to Reimsich. I'm drinking this water.
Guys.
You want this water? I always say take me to court because people have you.
Yeah, I know.
I've got my own.
I'm like, I wish I could sue you because I would so sue you. Like, I can't deal. But anyway, T, what's been happening in your week besides annihilating my water?
My week has been fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I've been working very hard in the gym. I've been pushing, man. I've been pushing. And the pains are going down, people. It does happen. One day, if you just keep at it, things will improve. For me, this is like a metaphor in life.
Okay.
When you start something new, when you start something that's very important in your life, what will happen is you'll get a lot of resistance. You'll get resistance from within.
Oh,
you'll get resistance from without. But what you got to do is keep pushing, especially if it's something that's good for you. The things that are the most good for you
are the worst.
Will probably get the most resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got to do is, number one, you got to keep pushing. Number two, though, you got to separate yourself from the external factors that might get in your way.
Oh, so elaborate.
If you got to lose some friends along the way, you got to lose some friends. If you got to stop talking to certain family members who don't believe in you.
Even family. Yeah.
Everybody got to go.
Yeah.
And certain places that you used to go to that might get in your way. For example, okay, Cinnabon is not a friend of mine.
I love Cinnabon.
You know what? I'm not even that crazy about it. It makes me sick, generally. It makes me sick to my stomach.
I love Cinnabon.
But when I walk past Cinnabon, there's a temptation that I cannot withstand.
Oh, but I love Cinnabon.
Well, there you
go. Like Krispy Kreme and Cinnabon. Like a pretty...
You still like Krispy Kreme. We had this discussion. You said you don't like them
anymore. No. Okay, so what happened was... I had like a love-hate relationship with Cinnabon. I mean, with Krispy Kreme. Because I ate so many. But then I gave myself a break.
Okay. And then you came back and you were like, actually, you're not so bad.
We could make this work. I can't eat like more than one. Like I eat one and I'm like, good. I'm like, okay.
Listen,
it's like Lindt chocolate. But I used to be a Lindt promo girl. I used to be, hi sir, how are you? Would you like to try a Lindt chocolate today? So that's why
like,
I can't eat Lindt.
I'll have a piece of your chocolate.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that gets you sued.
No, I'm saying that's what the guy would say.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
Before this turn of time, I should have actually taken all those lines and sued a lot of people.
But only if they're prominent. Like if it's a construction guy, like it's not really going to work out, is it? No one's going to care. Even the judge will be like, but you know construction guys are like that. Yeah. Hello, nice.
Slender never get tired. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Apparently when you're skinny, you don't get tired.
Is it true?
No. I stay tired.
You stay tired.
I stay tired.
My sister's a little is not skinny, but you know, she's on the slim side. You know? And she's tired all the time, people. She's the laziest human I know.
I feel like we backtracked away from your life lessons.
We
go
did,
on.
Didn't we? Because we started talking about skinny people. And I had to put in a jab. Damn you, all you skinny people.
I can't deal with you. You've got issues.
Anyway, the life lessons were you got to step away from certain places. So if you got to step away from Krispy Kreme, you got to step away from Krispy Kreme, you know?
Yeah.
And then, if you keep pushing, at some point, what you're doing that was very difficult, like pushing a stone up a hill, the momentum will start to take you.
Well, if you're pushing a stone up a hill, the momentum is going to take you down.
As I was saying that, I realized that obviously there were going to be some who are going to question my analogy. So I had planned for that. And you know, momentum is momentum, Candace. Have you ever driven in your car and gone downhill and then let go of the accelerator?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was an uphill after that.
Yeah.
You find that momentum will still push you up the hill.
Very midway, but you're going
to
come back.
In fact, I'll give you an example.
Yes.
This weekend I was in Venda.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, I went all the way to Venda.
Your complexion survived.
Is it? Because I was concerned, hey.
How did you do it?
I don't know. Oh, it was raining. No, no.
Oh.
It was raining. It was raining. I forgot. It was raining the whole weekend. Badly. Badly. And Venda's got that thick red soil. You know that soil that is so fertile, you just fart in a certain direction and a tree grows. No lies. Like, I grew a couple of avocado trees there. They're mine. Fart trees. But anyway.
Yeah.
So in Venda, it was raining really badly. And the soil, the clay, became very thick and muddy. And I drive a two-wheel, you know, rear-wheel drive car. Yeah, well, a rear-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, only two wheels. Not not all four, like the Cayenne. This is the BMW. Okay? All right?
Okay.
And you get stuck very easily. As anyone who's ever driven a BMW in mud will tell you, you will get stuck like this.
Yeah.
Like this.
And they're not built, like, they're like pampered pooches.
Yeah, exactly.
BMs. You can't do anything too extreme
and
with
them. And don't think that just by accelerating harder it's going to help. There was a guy in a C63 who was just, like, accelerating the crap out of that mud.
He's like, I paid so much money for this.
And all he did was just get stuck more.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? In fact, he couldn't get out because the acceleration was too much.
Oh. He literally drilled himself into the ground.
Yeah, exactly. But the trick is, with a little bit of momentum, when you're going through something tough, don't stop. Keep going. That's
just
what
don't accelerate.
You can accelerate a little bit more, but don't stop. Because once you stop and you're trying to accelerate, it's too late.
Ah.
But if you're going, you can then accelerate. Ah. But you have to have already started with some momentum.
Okay.
Then you can push that rock up there.
Okay. So you were very prepared for that because you knew people like me would question.
No, you know, it just came on the fly. It's kind of like, it just came because I'm like really clever. I'm like really smart. So I just brought it up. But Venda was a ball, y'all. You know, when Venda is like, it's raining like
avos.
That. Everybody's got an avo tree in Venda.
I know. Why didn't you bring any avos?
Because it was raining. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. It felt like I was in a third world country.
Aww.
I'm not throwing any shade on like Venda people. Don't get upset at me.
People
but like, there are
upset.
A lot of rich vendors. They just must go back and fix it. You know what I mean? No, I'm going to say it like it is. Like, there were potholes
Stop
the size
neglecting
of...
neglecting your hometown.
There were potholes the size of baths.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Your poor car.
Yeah, it wasn't very happy with me. Eh?
No.
It just wasn't.
I'm just glad it's working.
I need a new tire again.
Oh.
And the last time I got new tires, it was like, you know...
You're trying to bankrupt yourself, slowly but surely.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I think I am.
I hope the trip was worth it.
It was. My friend was getting married.
In Venda?
Yeah, in Venda.
Okay.
He's from Venda.
Oh, the
His
traditional.
Wife's
from Venda. Yes, okay.
No, it was the whole white wedding thing. Hmm. Okay. Just because they went to Venda doesn't mean it has to be traditional, okay? It was very elegant. It was very elegant. Okay? People in Venda can dress up. Yeah.
Oh,
they can dress up.
Okay.
And they have really nice cars. Like,
they
just got 4x4s for days. And now I understand
why
people from Limpopo always, like, when they make that first tender money, they buy a Range Rover.
Yeah.
Or a Cayenne, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because a four-wheel drive.
A four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Because you need that when you want to go back home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to Ranger, where everything is tarred and everything works and it's a first world country. It's Orania, but with some blacks.
Wow.
So what happened in your week?
The shade you keep throwing at my home, though. That is so savage. Like,
I will never stop.
But your kid comes and swims there, which is ironic because just to show you guys how big the age gap between Tamisha and I is. Is that even proper English? Whatever.
Yeah, it was sort of.
Sort of.
But I forgive you. English is not your first language.
Whatever.
Tell me in Afrikaans.
Oh, shut up. So, the swimming school that Tamisha takes his daughter to is the same swimming school I used to go
no,
to.
No,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes.
That gym couldn't have been built then.
Yes, it was.
No.
And remember, I even told you, I was like, Planet Fitness by my house. And you were like, yeah, I take my daughter. Then I was like, but Vuya and I, Vuya, my younger brother, and I used to go for swimming classes there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
So
I know.
I could be your child.
I could be your daughter.
I would have to start very early.
No, you just would have had to start, period.
I would have had to be 17.
18.
18?
Yeah.
Is our age gap 18 years?
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Wow.
But yeah, so you could have had me as a child.
You just sobered me up, man.
I know. Do you look in the mirror and just feel old?
No, I don't. When I look in the mirror, I don't feel old. But when I talk to like really young people, I realize that it's a good thing I stopped clubbing. Because I could have been hitting on someone who could have been my daughter. In fact, last year, everybody who was like under 25, I'd be like, who's your mother?
Oh.
Before like,
just
you know,
in case.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case. You never know. Who's your mother?
Exactly. But you like being like a celeb. Mm-hmm. Right, and being well known, I should just say, like when you're well known, you can't just innocently hit on anyone.
No,
because if you hit on a girl my age, she's gonna tweet about it, or she's gonna Instagram it, or she's she's gonna put Amigos on you, like what that girl did to the guy from Migos.
Okay, you gotta explain what happened.
Okay, so Migos was here for a concert, and then what's her name, Queen Twerk, mm-hmm. Was at the airport, and she posted like a Snapchat video, and she was like, oh gosh, look who I ran into. And it was one of the Migos guys. I think it was Quavo. Queen Twerk is like some Instagram celebrity
from South Africa.
South African.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, alright, thank you.
And she like posted this on Snapchat, and then Cardi B momentarily broke up with Quavo because she was like, how the fuck are you gonna go to another land and like cheat on me and stuff. So
Cardi B's got drama.
No, but she got back together with him and now she's engaged.
No, but hang on a second.
Yes.
This was based on someone tweeting?
No, Snapchatting. But it was very like, you know, like, look who I'm up. You know, like, and it's like, look who. It's like the side chick selfie. You know about the side chick selfie, right?
I've heard of it.
Okay,
I've probably had one taken of it without my knowledge. Or maybe I was in on it and I was like, it's okay, it's all good. Today we're out here doing this.
Yay! So a side chick selfie, for everyone who doesn't know, mm-hmm. is basically when you're sleeping. You're sleeping.
Oh, no, then definitely not. I've never had
one of
those taken.
You wouldn't know.
Sorry, guys.
So, like, you're sleeping and then a girl, like, wakes up and then she takes a selfie because, like, she shows your face in the selfie, but then she's like, side chick selfie. And then she's like, oh, me and bae, knowing good and well, bae's taken by someone else.
Knowing good and well, bae needs to explain why he's not home and it's time for church.
No, you know what they call it? Receipts. Right? So it's called a receipt. So the day you decide to ex JD and try and leave her, she's like, oh, it's so funny you should say that because I got your wife on speed dial.
Oh
my
god.
And she would love to see the
Oh my god. Oh my god. Wait, hey, what are you doing?
So be careful about your trifling ways, people.
Oh
be careful.
My gosh.
Be careful.
Thank you for that, Candy.
It is a pleasure.
I think that was like a public service.
It is
that you just did.
Can I give you guys number two public service?
Please,
So if you guys are planning on cheating, don't cheat. Don't cheat.
Yeah, like, why would you help us with that?
No. So if you guys are like shady, let me just say if you're being shady, because you know men are shady F. So if
and
you
women
guys
are not. No, they're not.
We're not as shady as you guys. Okay. You guys are like palm trees.
Okay.
We're just like a little shade. Y'all are palm trees. Anyway, if y'all are being shady and you think that Snapchat is gonna save you, it won't save you.
Why would someone think Snapchat would save them in the first place?
Okay, because Snapchat is disappearing messages, right? So I send you a message and
after
pow,
2 days,
it's gone.
Right?
No, not 2 days. It disappears. Like if you log off
in minutes.
Yeah. No, like so okay, so I send you a text, right?
Yeah.
And then like my screen happens to go, you know, sleep mode or whatever.
Really?
By the time I get back, it's gone.
Oh, okay.
Or even like, you know, if I move or whatever. So I can only see it for as long as we are conversating frequently.
Oh.
And then like if I send you a picture, it disappears in like 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
when you screenshot, it tells me. It'll be like
Snapchat is the devil,
right?
Yeah.
So it's
okay.
It's an amazing place, but and my friend's gonna kill me for this.
Okay.
But what I found out is that there's some people out there who have two phones. So while you are Snapchatting, she's like pow, taking a picture of the Snapchat.
So it's not even a screen match. It's a picture of the actual Snapchat.
So it's a picture
people
of the cellular. Pow. You know, it's like if you need receipts.
And this is one of your friends who's done this.
No.
That's why you're
not
concerned.
Not a friend.
You just said, friend, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm denying you even.
Okay. This friend is so shady.
No. But I'm just saying, because niggas out there are so shady, so we've got to protect ourselves. So just, so that is my service announcement,
like,
by the way.
Apart from like shady people and.
We are talking about the fact that it's November. We've got 4 weeks left, four productive weeks left of the year.
Oh my gosh, it's November. And I've been growing my Movember tash. Although, I mean,
that's it?
Yeah, I mean, what are you trying to say?
That's it? Like,
look, I've got a little bit. Look, tomorrow this is all going. Okay, this is all going.
No, but it's November just started. You can't take it off now. You've got to take it off on the 30th.
I'm not sure. This beard thing is unresolved. As you can see, it's an unresolved beard. It's neither coming nor going. It's a double-minded beard at the moment. So I'm not sure what to do with it, but I'm starting to grow it. I'm probably going to trim it tomorrow and try and come up with something. But I was growing my moustache for the whole of November.
Why?
Because it's prostate cancer month.
Okay, why does it have a gap in the middle?
My moustache.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, an old government moustache.
Because that's how it grows.
Why would
you say that about mom? Like, you've been here, you've been witnessing this.
I know.
For weeks. And you're saying it like you don't know, like you're trying to expose me.
No, I'm not trying to expose you. I'm just asking for the people who may be curious.
Okay, this is how my hair grows, people, on my face, okay? Especially when it's not manicured, okay? Or made up, all right? This is how I look in real life. I hope I didn't disappoint you. Don't write anything nasty on social media.
You should see him in real life.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But anyway, yes.
Yeah, so it is Movember.
It is.
And we must remember, so it's probably the 1 month guys get, you know, where we talk about like our stuff. Like, we get sick too, people, you know.
No, November, no. Movember is just like an accompanying, because I mean, at the end of Movember is...
December.
No, no. No, it's 16 days of activism. So it's not even your month.
That again.
It's not even your month.
All right. Well, that's important.
Stop
too.
Claiming.
That's very important. Yeah, because activism can go either way, guys. 16 days. It's not just for. It's for everybody. It's no. We're saying no to all violence against all people, specifically women and children, because those people need to protect. We need to protect from these horrible men out there.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, everybody, all violence.
Okay.
So Movember's for us. If you're over 40 or if you just turned 40, you need to go get your prostate checked out. Someone needs to stick their finger in your...
This is why people don't do it, because of people like you. Why would you say that? Why don't you just tell them to go to the doctor? They'll find out when they get there. Okay?
No, I would hate to. I would hate for someone to send me there. And that's a surprise,
surprise
I get. That's like, oh!
It's Christmas!
No, that's not cool. That's not cool. But there's other ways to do it that I figured.
Okay.
You can just do a blood test.
Oh, see? Boom. See, they
destroy your blood. And then they
so
know.
So now you're like, so no one has people to, for no reason.
In your...
Okay, so now that November struck and the year's almost over, what do you think?
It's been quite
How
a year,
you
hey? I think it's been an awesome year. For me, it's been a year of extreme growth. Mm-hmm. Personal, emotional, spiritual growth. I've grown a lot. Physically as well.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, at my age, I'm still growing.
Yeah.
In all the right places.
Ah!
And for you?
It's been a good year. I think it's been a year of growth. I think it's been a year of more emotional growth for me. You know my behavior. You know, like, I'm such an optimist, just by nature, that's who I am. But I learned to be a healthy optimist, because I think you can be a very unhealthy optimist, you know, in life. And I think I learned to toughen up in that regard, because I used to be the kind of person who's like, if I treat people well, people will automatically treat me well.
Yeah.
But now I act out without expectation. I'm
I'm
going to treat
you well.
You're
still treating well.
Yeah, I'm still treating people well, but I don't expect, because expectation is what will
it's
get you
painful.
Messed up.
Yeah.
You know.
But I have noticed that you have grown quite a bit. You've matured.
Oh.
You're a young lady.
Oh.
You know?
You met me as a beginning.
I did. No. As literally as a beginning. This little dark child from the West.
The shade.
You know those guys, those little children with that hair.
Like the hair.
Yeah,
like.
With that. Before it was like unkempt. Mostly like those
whatever.
Those
I have never been your liar. Don't even.
And now you're like a fully grown lady. I can see, you know,
thank you.
That even in your, I suppose, optimism, it's tempered.
Yes.
Which actually, I think for someone who's looking at you is like, it's safer for the rest of us. Because like, finally, you know, she won't be like walking into these situations where you can't do anything. It's almost like, you're going to fall.
Yeah, because it's naivety, right? I never thought of myself as naive, ever. And then, like, now looking back, I'm like, you were so naive.
Yeah,
you're
like,
you're so stupid, though. Like, don't do that. Yeah, okay. Don't do that. Yeah. You know, so now I've got, like, I've grown a lot from a lot of experiences.
And what are your plans for 2018? What's happening in 2018?
Ooh, child.
Is it too far?
Can we just finish 2017?
What's happening? How are you finishing 2017?
I hope on a high.
Yeah?
I hope on a high.
No, you can't hope. You got to make it high.
I've been making the whole 2017 China, and you know,
keep it up there.
Gravity sometimes just like, ooh, child.
It's a very real force.
No, 2017 has been incredibly amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's had incredible highs for me.
Hallelujah.
Like, really incredible highs. And then it's had some incredible lows too, where I was like, damn, this is life, eh?
Okay, highs and lows.
Yes. So I think,
what are your highs and what are your lows?
The high was probably showcasing at the Louis Vuitton Foundation in France. That was probably one of my biggest highs.
The high was?
Showcasing the documentary I was a part of at the Louis Vuitton Foundation in France.
Wow.
That was incredible. Like, it's still like, what, me?
Yeah. So they give you like a free belt, a shoe?
No.
A purse, Nyana?
No.
A wallet?
You know, all I can take from it is like, everyone wants to be showcased at the Louis Vuitton. The biggest stars in the world want to be showcased there, so I'm fine. I'm just fine with the accolade.
Buy your own Louis Vuitton.
I'm fine with the accolade. Okay. All right.
And that's great accolade. Well done.
Yeah. And then, so that was the biggest high, probably. And then the low. Probably being betrayed by one of my closest friends, I think.
That always hurts. Betrayal.
That was my biggest heartbreak in my life.
Can you be betrayed if it's someone who's not close to you?
No. You can't be betrayed by someone that dislikes you. Because, I mean,
that's not a betrayal. It's not. That's like,
betrayal is like, I put you here and you like ripped me apart from the inside.
Yeah. You knew certain things.
Yeah. Because betrayal comes from trust, right? Mm. I trusted you and you you annihilated and destroyed that trust.
Yeah.
And for me, that was like, I never thought it would happen to me, especially in this degree.
What's worse, being betrayed or being cheated on? Or is it...
They're both the same thing.
Yeah, because that's what
they're
I'm thinking,
the same
right? thing. Isn't it the same thing? When someone betrays you, it's like they cheated on you.
Yeah, they like broke your heart, right?
Yeah.
Because cheating is like, you took advantage of the fact that I trusted you.
Okay.
And then you went and laid with another woman.
Yeah.
Woman.
Why does it always have to go that way? Stop it. It could be another man.
Oh no.
No.
Don't do that to me.
Right.
If you're going to cheat on me, at least respect me enough for it to be another woman.
I think we know what I'm talking about, Candice. But you have to take it there because you have to make it about you. It has to be about you.
No. Cheating is bad. Cheating is bad either way. I think both parties take it incredibly bad. You know what I found, though? And I think I've spoken about this before, where they say, when a man says, I trust you, he says, I'm trusting you with my heart and my secrets and opening up to you. So my emotional and, you know, feelings.
All right.
When a woman says, I trust you, usually she means all of that. But usually to a woman, what she really means is, I trust you not to lay with other women.
So I trust you with my body.
I trust you with my body. You know, don't do that to me. Because no, cheating is humiliating, right? So you're not only doing it to me as like a physical, but you're doing it because everyone knows except you. The thing is with cheating, everyone knows before you know.
Yeah,
right?
That's usually the
case. And then like the whole town is talking about you and you're busy like, oh, my man is great. Oh, my man buys me flowers. Oh, my man is... And everyone's looking at you
because
like...
Because he's cheating on you. That's why.
Are you going to tell or should I?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
then you become like...
I'll take the video.
So you're getting destroyed by it because you're like, damn, and how long? Like, because cheating gets kept a secret before it's, you know, confessed. Yeah. So, I mean, that's also betrayal in and of itself. Like, you can't separate the two. And finally, like, let me just let y'all know.
So is that what your friend did?
Who? She cheated on me.
Yeah.
No. She just...
She just said some stuff about you.
No, she didn't even have to. Like, she said some stuff to me that I realized how much she resented me. Like, there's nothing worse than, like, you know, you think someone loves you and is rooting for you.
And
you start figuring out that they actually resented you the whole time.
Oh,
it's like,
that's painful. That hurts.
No, it really, I was heartbroken for a few months and now I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm glad.
Now I'm like, whatever.
Bounce back.
Bounce back, man. You can't keep a good person down.
Bounce back, man.
And what's your highs been?
My highs, I think, have been really my spiritual growth more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a fantastic new love in my life.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful high for me.
Yeah.
Those two things, eh? I think that's about it. Because everything else falls into place around that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100.
Work has been work. Nah. It's been another year.
Yeah.
You know,
and another day, another grind.
I'm hoping that next year is going to be better. Okay. But we're working on one or two things from a business point of view that I'm very excited about. Coming soon.
To a cinema near you? No.
To a website near you.
Okay.
To a computer or a device.
A mobile device,
Near you.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some stuff in the space of African art, crafts, fashion, and accessories.
Amazing.
Putting that on a mobile platform and just making sure that people can access that for themselves. And also helping people, because we want to help people who do these things grow, you know.
Yeah.
We want to help people really bring their goods to market. I think that's the most important thing. It's one thing for people to be always looking for funding.
Mm.
But what if people could find a way to just sell what they already have and what they're already doing? Then you don't need funding. You'll just grow normally, like a business. Yeah. So those have been my highs. I think I didn't realize how unloved I had been for so long. You know what I mean? I really didn't understand what it felt like to be honestly loved by somebody.
Yeah.
Because I've never been. I just realized I've never
what?
Been. Man. So that was a high and a low at the same time. Because like you realize, oh my gosh.
You've never experienced
I've never experienced what other people experience all the time. I thought this was normal. But it wasn't.
Sure.
And then I guess my low is I realized this morning when someone sent me a video of Tyrese.
Oh, crying.
I don't know if you've seen the video of Tyrese crying, you know? And I was like, damn. That's me, yo.
Oh, please don't do that. God.
I think Tyrese did it for all of us. He looked like such a fool, though.
No, but can I tell you why? Okay, I'll come back. Sorry. Yeah. Finish your low. Sorry.
All right. So, no. Like, watching that, like, just made me realize that, you know, that has been a low of mine.
Damn.
Where you realize that the things that you really want. I mean, I just want to I want to have the right to be able to spend time with my daughter and be that father. Everyone complains that black fathers, you know, we're not there. We don't want to be with our children. We don't want to help raise our children. And then when we do, we're denied that at the same time. So it's like a kind of a catch-22. It's sort of like that stereotype wants to be perpetuated no matter what, you know, whether you're there or whether you're not. And watching that, that's how I felt. You know, I totally felt what he was going through. And being accused of stuff that is like really horrible, you know, that people say about you and it's in the public sphere is very painful.
Yeah.
And you don't always realize how painful it is until you sit back and watch someone else experiencing it. And you're like, dude, I'm going through that.
Yeah.
And recently, to get very personal, like yesterday, basically, finally my house got sold. So I was told on Tuesday that, listen, you got to move whatever has been left behind out of the house by the following day, which is yesterday.
Shit.
And I went and I took everything out and finally managed to do it. And it was just like driving out, finally realizing that, wow, like it's what, 5 years later, you know, that this place was a place of my dreams and where I was creating a life for myself and I was dreaming of bigger things and going somewhere. And now it's gone, you know. But it's been taken away from me. It wasn't at my hands. It's not like I made a bad business move or I did something to someone. And it's like someone came into my life and just decided, you don't deserve this. And I'm going to make sure that you don't have it. And that when it finally sunk in, was very painful.
Damn.
And that was my low.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's a deep ass low. No, it is. It is. And
I don't know why to know it.
No. No, not at all. I think that, you know, it's these moments in life that really, you know, show you. Because I think sometimes to appreciate the highs, right? To know, like you were saying in the beginning, that you never knew that you've never felt love until you actually felt love.
Yeah.
And I think those are moments that you're like, wow. You know, where you, it's like that light bulb moment, like how the hell did I not do this? Like, you know, so I think like as much as the lows are terrible, the highs, you know, almost taste that much sweeter. So,
yeah. I suppose the thing is, you know, in life, what I've realized is bad things will happen.
Oh, yeah.
So be okay with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes bad things will happen because you made them happen, because you acted like an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it like that.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
Right. Because we do all the time. And that's okay. That's what makes us human. We sometimes behave in ways that are just negative and that are just bad. Pick yourself up, forgive yourself, ask for the forgiveness that you need.
Yeah.
Why am I enunciating so badly today? Ask for the forgiveness that you need to ask for.
Yeah.
Even if you might not be able to go to that same person that you wronged, and ask them directly. Try. I say try first. But if it's not possible, it's okay. You can still do it, I suppose, in the spiritual realm and sort of by yourself. Like, actually ask that person to forgive you.
Yeah.
And then behave in that way. You know what I mean? So when you see that person next time, be the one who's going to be a fool and say hello first and say, how are you doing? And say, you're looking great. It's been a while. And then watch them like ignore you. That's okay. Like, that's what's probably going to happen, right? Sometimes you're going to be the one on the other side. You're going to be the one who was wronged. Sometimes it's because you did behave badly. Yeah. Sometimes it's because you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like what happened with you and your friend.
Mm.
I'm sure in your mind, there's nothing that you did, right?
Yeah.
You were a great friend.
Yeah.
And you probably were. But sometimes people are just going to be people.
Mm.
You need to be able to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
And not beat yourself up for loving someone.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Never do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of people have always said to me, like, oh, sometimes you're just too nice.
Mm.
I don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever said you spoil your friends or loved ones?
Oh, sometimes? Yeah.
Like how do you spoil
nice.
A grown up?
Yeah. Like, you know what? I think that I still began by saying that I felt like I was a bit naive and whatever. But I still feel like you treat people well, you know, because I feel like the older you grow, people don't treat each other as well as they should.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't make that extra effort to call a friend, or they don't make that extra effort to take someone out, or they don't make that extra time, you know, because we're so connected on our mobile devices that we never see each other.
Yeah.
And when you see each other, it's almost like, oh, I'm still going to be on my phone doing this, you know, and it's like ridiculous. I'm like, if I'm going to be here face to face with you, I want to make it count. So I'm not going to be on my phone. And I think it's just become the small things, you know, and people look at that and say, oh, you're spoiling, you know,
yeah,
and it's like, I'm not spoiling them. I'm treating them the way I want to be treated, you know.
I think the old fashioned ways of treating people have become.
Yeah, spoiling.
Like, yeah. Which is like
bizarre.
Crazy. Yeah. Bizarre. Like
bizarre.
You actually go and visit your friend when they're sick. Oh my gosh. Like you could have just sent flowers and a message.
Or no, or you could have just sent an emoji.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking of you, flowers.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, that's not the real thing.
Yeah.
Still send something.
Yeah.
And I understand that because we have become like disconnected because
100%.
We're so connected.
Yeah.
To our devices.
And we feel connected, right?
Yeah.
You've got this false sense of being connected with someone because you have them on your phone.
But I think at some point you have to take a stand in your life. You have to decide who you're going to be. You know, one thing I was going through yesterday was I was just saying to myself, as I'm moving out of this house, you know what I mean? I have no obligation to do certain things, like to fix certain things or to get rid of the trash that's been left out. I don't have that obligation. And even the people are moving in, we're like, no, we'll get someone to do it.
Yeah.
I was like, no, but who I am, Dumisha Masha, is the kind of person when you move into my home that I've called my home, it's the same way that I would have liked.
Yes.
Yeah, I lived it. That I would have liked to find it.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to pay a little bit extra to somebody to do those things.
Mm.
Even if I don't have to. And I think that in life, you have to choose for yourself what it is that you will do that other people will say, you don't have to do that, you know, that makes you who you are.
Oh, yeah. And that's important. I think that's a lesson going into 2018 and maybe exiting 2017 that everyone should apply. You know, you get to choose who you become in the world, who you are in the world, how you show up in the world. And you're not a victim to how you show up, right?
Mm.
And I think that a lot of people are like, well, this is who I am. I was born this way. That is such a bullshit cop out. Like, that's so lousy.
Or they put me in a bad mood.
I don't know why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know, then fix it, man.
Yeah.
Like, you've always got the choice to fix it.
Mm,
and I think that's where people, like, fall into that victim mentality that, you know, if I was raised better, or if she treated me better, or if this didn't happen, or if I didn't get this, whatever. And there's always an excuse that can support any behavior.
Of course.
Right?
Mm.
And I think people live a lot of their lives supporting rubbish behavior and not wanting to fix it. So I think it's so important to reiterate that you choose how you show up in the world every single time.
I think it's harder in the beginning to do that because, one, not everyone's doing it.
Mm.
Like you said, you have had to learn not to change that you're going to be good to people.
Yeah.
Rather to change
my expectation
of it. Right. So what I'm trying to say is I'm agreeing with you that you never stop being the best you every single moment, whatever that best you is, by the way, and being true to it, even if other people are not showing up to you in that way.
Yeah.
Because it's more about you than it is about anyone else.
Mm.
You want to look back in 20 years when you're my age.
Yeah. When I'm old and wise.
Yes. And say to yourself, this has now become a way of life. It's just how I live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like training.
Mm.
You get to a point where initially when you train, it's just hard. And then it becomes just a way of life. It actually becomes like, this is what I do all the time.
Yeah.
The same thing with how you show up in the world. If you're going to be a person of excellence, it's going to be hard in the beginning. And I say that with everything, even your work. You know, when you pitch up at work, when you pitch up in your career, at whatever it is that you do, if you're going to have a talk, even if it's to five grade naught pupils who are falling asleep anyway, you give your best talk.
Oh, 100%.
Every single time.
100%.
You don't just go, I'll give my best talk.
Only when.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because by that time, it'll be
too late. Yeah.
You haven't built the right kind of muscles for the fight.
No.
Which is why, like boxers are the best example of great trainers. When you box, you have to train every day like you're actually in the ring.
Yeah.
So even when you're tired and you just don't feel like doing anymore.
And it takes the life out of
you. Yeah, you have to do it like someone is attacking you. Because when someone is attacking you, it's too late to suddenly activate those muscles. Mm. Same thing with life.
100%. And I think, you know, we're living in a more conscious time in many ways. You know, people are realizing that we've got more tools at our disposal to be better people. And we've got access to resources that we would have never had access to a couple of years ago. But at the same time, I feel sometimes people think if I read it, I'm doing it, right? So they cop out to that. So they're like, I read a book on happiness. So that means I'm already pursuing happiness. So I don't have to do the actual work in the book. By reading it, I should be happy.
Yeah.
And then they disappoint themselves because they're like, but I'm not happy. And I'm like, but you didn't do anything. You know? It tells you go for a run, you know, give gratitude, treat people well, blah, blah. And you've done none of it.
Yeah.
And now you're like, happiness doesn't work. And you're like, no.
I think that's what also I call the fallacy of counseling. Because people go to counseling forever. You know, like some people love to talk to a therapist.
Their problems.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Some people want to talk about their problems all day.
And they get given the tools. But they never use the tools.
Oh, yeah.
So they feel that if I just keep going to the therapy,
I'll change.
No, no. You have to lead the therapy and go and do the hard work at home by yourself.
It's like reading about exercise, but not actually exercising.
Yeah, watching
it. Of course you're not going to lose weight.
The best thing is YouTube has these things, the motivational videos. I love those. You can just watch other people exercising.
Love
and go, wow, I feel really good about myself today.
That's
but
the
you
thing.
Didn't exercise.
I'm one of those people, right? I'm in the, I call myself both a problem creator and a problem solver because I think the videos I put out there create a problem in terms of, once people watch them, they're like, yes, I'm gonna yes, I feel empowered, I feel great, and I feel whatever. But they don't actually apply the tools.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll wait for it next week. And next week, Thursday again, she'll post another video and I'll feel good again.
Yeah. And then 2 years later, they meet up with you and they're like, oh, you're so lucky, hey.
Yeah.
You look great. Like, you're just happy all the time because life is just fantastic. You're just so lucky, hey.
What?
You know, me time. It's like, but you've been on this journey with me for 2 years. You've seen how hard I work at this thing.
Right. And it's so funny. It's the people who follow your journey that are going to be like, it's an overnight success. And you're like, you were there.
You look great.
You were there.
How did you do it? The genetics.
You're so lucky. Your mother gave you good genes.
Yeah,
good genes. And that's the problem I find that I encounter in a lot of things, you know, and in a lot of situations. And I like the analogy you gave about whether you're talking to grade naught or you're talking to top grossing CEOs. At the end of the day, you are still talking to an audience. And if you cannot adapt your talk for that audience, you are not a good speaker. I don't care who you are.
Know your audience.
Know your audience and cater to your audience.
Yeah.
You're not going to pitch to grade naughts the way you'll pitch to CEOs. But at the end of the day, if both of them enjoy your talk equally, you have done a great job.
There you go.
You know, and that's what people need to understand, that how you pitch up every day, even being happy or, you know, I call myself a happiness activist. Does that mean I'm happy all day? No. Yesterday was one of those days where I was tired. I did not sleep.
Yeah.
I was tired.
Are you climbing? Why
no. No, I'm not a wild child like that. Shit.
You're studying.
I was working. So by the time I wanted to get to bed, it was too late. So I just decided to just carry on with the day.
Oh, okay.
And I can't sleep after the sun has risen. I'm just one of those people. It's disgusting.
Oh, you had an overnight work session?
Yeah. So and I slept at 9, woke up at 2, and I couldn't go back to bed. And the worst thing.
That is so sad.
And I bumped into people, and I was just like, I was still myself. I just didn't have the energy to be like, you know, so if people saw me on that day, they'd be like, you see, I hate these Instagram people. They want to pretend like happy. And I'm like, you know what, I am happy, I'm just tired. So tired.
But I respect people who can make a choice to be happy even when they're not. See, the thing about happiness is it happens.
It's a choice.
Happiness happens.
Yeah,
you've got to make happiness happen.
Oh my gosh.
Right there and then.
It's
and I reckon it's, yeah, it's very much a choice. And you got to choose it every single time. Because if you don't choose to be happy, who do you expect will make you happy? Because no one can and nothing can make you happy.
Oh, you know how many people, like, this is my one relationship fail, I think. And because I'm an optimist and I remain, you know, in a state of happiness because I choose to, I meet a lot of people who aren't there, you know, who aren't there in the happiness category, or they don't choose to be happy, or whatever the case is. And I find that they look to me to create their happiness because they're like, shit, if you're so happy, girl, you're going to make me happy.
Just be around me all day.
No, and you think I'm joking, but I'm not even. Wow. And I think, like, it happens for the first 3 months where I still pitch up as who I am. But then they start realizing that, fuck, okay, they realize that, fuck, I can't keep eating off her energy because it gets boring, right? Just get away from me with your positivity. Like, I don't need positivity today.
Like, right now, I don't want to be positive. I don't.
And that's where my relationships end up breaking down in many ways. Not all of them, but some of them. And I'm like, but when are you going to realize that I choose this way of life? Like, I mean, you know, I got rejected this morning. Yeah. You know, my contract did not go through. You know, the payment did not clear today. Like, what the fuck? I'm still choosing to show up in the state. So why can't you?
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's an important lesson, though, going to 2018.
Yes.
To choose people.
Oh, yeah.
Who are rather a reflection of you.
Oh, yes.
Something that.
Don't choose the ones you will have
someone
to
face. Someone once said to me.
Yes.
An ex said to me, I really hope one day you are with someone just like you.
Oh God, me too.
And I was like, thank you. And I feel like, yes, that is such a blessing.
Yes, yes. Thank you for those kind words.
Thank you for wishing that for me, because I finally got someone who also understands how to make themselves happy. Because you know what's hard? Making yourself happy is hard enough.
Oh no, I need to make someone else
now,
happy.
While I'm doing this, I also need to make you happy. Shit. Like, no, I cannot do that.
No.
I mean, you're responsible for your own happiness. Yes. And I would say, you're so responsible for your own happiness. This is what I've learned this year. Because I'm always that kind of guy who's always wanted to be nice to people.
Yes.
Not because I want to be liked, but because I don't want to show people any sort of animosity or negativity. Because I believe
there's so much negativity in the world. You don't want to be another.
I don't
want
to
be
exactly. Yeah. I want to show you that you're worthy. Yeah. That you're a good human being. That you can be. And I got to a point where I'm like, I can do that though from a distance.
Right.
Yeah, I can be like, I'm not in your life.
We were drinking from the same Kool-Aid.
Oh, really? This morning. I can do that, you know.
Yeah.
But like, you're not.
Not in my space.
Not in my space.
Not in my space. Like. That is it. And that lesson right there, I think, is the biggest lesson, life lesson, and a reminder. You're going to have to remind yourself of this lesson constantly because it's so hard.
I forget easily.
Yes, me too, because when you're a nice person, you forget this shit. I just want to be so nice. Yeah. I want to love you. And I want you to love everyone else.
No, you can't.
I want to love you while. That's the problem.
No, you can't.
And you know what I found? You can be a good person. You can be a loving person. You can do it from a distance, and you don't have to bring those people into your space. Like, choose people who want to grow. Choose people who want to be there, because no matter how much you force it on people, they're going to end up resenting you for it.
They're going to resent you. And why are you so happy all the time?
You know what the problem is? Mm-hmm. They're going to start influencing how you feel, because they're going to be so close to you that you're going to start being like, fuck, okay, if this person's feeling this, then maybe. And you start questioning yourself.
I was going to say that. I was actually going to say the worst thing is at the end of it all, when you start questioning yourself and even who you are, when you yourself start thinking, maybe I am fake.
Yeah. Am I fake?
I don't know. Am I happy for real, or am I making this up? No, but I know I chose to be like this.
Yes.
But is that because I'm making it up, or is it because I really chose to be like this?
Who
and
am
why
I?
Did I choose to be like this? Why didn't I choose to, like, just be in a bad mood today? I have every right to be, but I can't be in a bad mood because I said I wasn't gonna. And that's the worst thing, when
that
you're like,
it.
You're just not
I've
sure
gone
who
through
you
that
are,
so much.
You're coming or going, why, you know?
And people are like, why are you so fake happy? I'm like, bitch, I'm not fake happy. I'm happy happy.
I'm happy happy. So, you know.
Oh, no, so that is. So I think absolutely 2017, the lessons learned are definitely that. Then firstly, you're responsible for your own happiness. Secondly, you can love people and be a good person, but you don't have to bring everyone into your space.
Yeah.
Love them from afar, send them light, but they don't have to be there. And then thirdly, what would be the third lesson I'd leave people with?
Yeah.
Choose. Like, you always have a choice. In every moment, in every decision, in everything you do, you always have a choice.
Even choosing you. You can choose you. And I just recommend
choose you. Every time, no, but this is it. And this is not coming from a place of arrogance or, you know, being full of yourself or whatever.
Or selfishness.
When the decision comes down to it, choose yourself. Because you can only show up to the world when you've chosen yourself.
That's
because
true,
choosing other people, they will guys, I'm sorry to say this, and I'm an optimist and I love people, and my whole life is dedicated to making people better. But people will always disappoint you. I don't care who it is. That's why my resolution is I try my best to avoid meeting people I admire, because once you meet them, they disappoint you because they're not who they are in the media space.
Okay.
So I didn't Except admire you, T, it's fine. I just came across you.
That's it, I'm a winner. So you were like, yeah, I don't know.
So it started from the bottom and it came all the way up.
Oh my God, I thought he was such a shit before.
Exactly. So yes, guys, always choose yourself. That's what I'd leave people with. What would you leave people with?
You know, I'm going to copy you.
Yes.
Okay? Because yes. What you
copy
said
Copy me. I'm great. I'm wise.
Yeah.
Like, I'm choosing me.
Like, if you said something wise, why must, you know what? Why must I be that
if
guy?
If I would choose me, why wouldn't you choose me? Go on.
I'm choosing me. Because in this world, sometimes I think that we sit around people who are sages. You know, they've got some wisdom. But we decide, no, I'm not going to take that. You know, I'm going to come up with my own. Sometimes you just got
to
say.
You don't have to.
That was good. I picked that as well. I picked that for myself.
You can be wise, people. Yeah. Like, you don't have to learn every lesson.
So what you just said there, for me, it's very relevant. And I agree with what you said. And I second it. And exactly like you said it. So I'm sounding like
100% me.
I'm sorry.
He's choosing me.
I'm sorry like that guy, that uncle at the wedding. What she said.
I would say that I would exactly say in those
what
words.
She said exactly because it was perfect, and I don't want to
ruin a perfect thing.
Ruin a perfect dish. You know, they say that too many cooks
in the kitchen.
Yeah. So that's what I'm sounding like now. Okay.
Yes.
What we gotta choose. Since we're finished choosing you.
Yes.
Is gotta choose
a play out track.
A play out track.
Yeah. You know what? That's I've been something. Loving local music, and shout out to Quentin because he's been really putting me on to all the local stuff, which is funny because he's French and he appreciates all the locals.
That's where you're getting, because I was like, suddenly you're all local. And
local.
You know, like,
you know me.
Yeah.
You know me. Right. So shout out to you. Shout out to all the French people.
And you put me on to Questa as well.
Yeah. Well, he put me on to Questa. So shout out to him for putting us all on to Questa.
So what has Quentin got for us today?
I don't know. Quentin had like spurs and okay, let's go for it.
Let's see
we'll just give him credit for everything. Everything local.
This was not a Quentin thing. This was just me, guys.
Shout out to you all, people.
I'm trying to find something.
And shout out to Tuso, who still listens to the show. You have been our listener from day one, and I have
Tuso's
to give you love.
Day one, man.
Because Tuso, you still have to come back, Tuso. We can't round out 2017 without you having been in studio with us again.
Okay, and we just got talking. No nasty C.
Just play something to you. Stop this.
Like, come on, you can't.
You know
tell
what?
Me to play
if I'm
something.
Still here, if I'm still here in 2018, guys, you must know that the divorce did not go through between T and I, because this tomfoolery I can't do.
You know you can't divorce me.
I can't leave him. Oh
you
no!
Know that. You need me.
Oh
damn it.
No! Oh no! That is such a prima donna thing to
I'm
say.
I'm stuck. Choose I don't know whatever. What to play. Oh, Rihanna, let me choose one of your favorites.
Rihanna's my spirit animal. I love her.
Oh, okay.
Love her.
Rihanna's your spirit animal. Oh, my God.
God help us all.
This is probably why we're struggling to find you.
A man.
Yes. Like, she doesn't mean that, guy. What she means really is she'll take good care of you.
Except
feed you.
Like, treat me well, people. I'm out if you don't.
She's out of there. Just like Rihanna, somebody better have my money.
Bye, people. Bye-bye. Until next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.